Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
13 states, including Alaska, have officially sued the Biden administration Wednesday to end a suspension of new oil and gas leases on federal land and water and to reschedule canceled sales of leases here in Alaska and in the Gulf of Mexico waters. The Republican-leaning states, officially led by Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry, are seeking a court order ending the moratorium imposed after President Biden signed executive orders on climate change, specifically on January 27th. The suit seeks an order that the government go ahead with the sale of oil and gas leases in the Gulf of Mexico that have been scheduled for March 17th until it was canceled, and a lease sale that was planned for this year in the Cook Inlet. It also calls for other suspended lease sales to move forward. Sales have also been postponed for federal lands in Wyoming, Utah, Colorado, Montana, Oklahoma, Nevada, and New Mexico. Biden and multiple federal agencies bypassed comment periods and other steps required before such delays can be undertaken. The states claim in the lawsuit, which was filed Wednesday in the federal court's Western District of Louisiana. The lawsuit notes that states receive significant revenue from onshore and offshore oil and gas activity. The lawsuit argues that stopping those leases would lead to increased energy costs and also lead to major job losses in oil-producing states, of which Alaska is obviously one of them. Supporters of the lawsuit say the moratorium has already driven up prices and endangered energy jobs. The suspension from the president doesn't stop companies from drilling on existing leases, but a long-term halt to oil and gas sales would curb future production, and it could hurt states like Alaska that are heavily dependent on that industry. However, Biden's team argues that companies still have plenty of undeveloped leases, almost 14 million acres in western states and more than 9 million acres offshore. Companies also have about 7,700 unused drilling permits. An updated version of Emergency Order 13 is now loosening masking restrictions in the workplace, specifically in Anchorage. On Tuesday, Acting Mayor Austin Quinn Davidson issued an update that says that fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear a mask when separated from the public and unvaccinated co-workers. This, according to Alaska's news source, this is the only change in the emergency order that still calls for people to wear a mask in public and to practice social distancing. The mayor's deputy chief of staff says it's not a requirement that folks change operations, but it's to provide the flexibility to employers who are looking to navigate the coronavirus pandemic and to bring people back in person to ensure their employers feel safe in the workplace. The emergency order says employers are responsible for verifying the vaccination status of their employees. The updated version clarifies that a fully vaccinated individual is someone who is 2 weeks past receiving their full series of vaccines, 2 weeks after the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, or 2 weeks after the second dose of Pfizer or Moderna. The deputy chief of staff said this update was about ensuring that we are aligned with some of the national guidance we've seen coming from the CDC to reflect the increasing number of people that we have in the community that are vaccinated. And this update of Emergency Order 13 is now in effect in Anchorage.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.